sono. Yes, Lord, as your peace settles in this house, Lord, just open our hearts right now. Just focus on his face right now. Just right now, no matter what's going on around you, just focus on him. We can't do anything without you. Without you, Lord God, moving on every part of our life, breathing through us in every situation, every relational situation, every decision-making opportunity that we have, any choices that we're making. Without you breathing life in those areas, Lord, we're really not dependent on you. Lord, our resources and our vitality is absolutely reduced. And it's drawn, and there's no replacement as we keep our eyes elsewhere. So we choose right now to have our eyes on you. For their constant renewal comes through that, that constant, effervescent, flowing river of life. Because of one drop of blood, the river of living waters rages through us, and we, Lord, can choose to look at them or live in them. And right now, we're choosing to live in those wonderful, exciting, raging, torrential rains and waters that overwhelm us, overpower us, overtake us, and carry us where we're supposed to go, splashing on everyone around us, so that everyone that we're with can feel and sense and know that Jesus is around. Oh, thank you for that refreshment right now. Thank you, Lord, that those heavens are open over us right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that pause right now in the Spirit. Just hit pause right now. All who have minds that are racing ahead of this moment, just hit pause. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. Thank you for that sweet stillness right now, Papa. Yes. Just breathe you in. We drink you in, Holy Spirit. We drink you. Thank you for saturating us. Thank you for overwhelming us like the pool of refreshment, like the pool of Bethesda, Lord, where that person who needed to touch from you was told to go in and be healed. Lord, that we are experiencing that right now. We're in your presence pool right now. Thank you, Lord, that the blindness in our heart is just chipped away by the rushing waves that just keep hitting us deeper and deeper and deeper, Lord, to the place where we can do nothing but just ride that wave, the power of the wave underneath us. But yet we're still in deep waters, just being carried. Just picture that, saints. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's his holiness. That's his precious presence. That's his power. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Change us right in this moment, Lord. Transform us right now, because our eyes are on you. That's who you are right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just hear the words clearly. Are you willing? Are you willing? tell him yes, if you are. And that's a dangerous yes. But are you willing to see? Are you willing? He's drawing us. Are you willing to take a risk and receive my love in the places where it would be uncomfortable? Because that's what love does. Replace the uncomfortable. Replace the uncomfortable. Replace that feeling of stress, that feeling of anxiety, that feeling of over the top, that feeling where peace is not reigning, love is not winning, and joy is not in the house. Lord says, if you say yes, wow, that's where the transformation takes place right now, right here with Him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open up the gates of our heart that you, King of Glory, would really come in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are ministering angels in this house right now. Oh. There are spirits of fire, ministering spirits of fire. I see fire around this building, fire up in the atmosphere above the building. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your fire, Lord. For your consuming fire. The fire of your love, the fire of your presence. Lord, may those words not become religious words to us. No, embrace the fire. Some of you are feeling very warm right now, and it's not the 90-degree heat or 80-degree heat. No, it's the fire of God's power and presence right now. Just stay close. He's drawing you really close to His heart. Yes, Lord. He's just speaking right now to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even the children in this house can say, yes, Lord. Help them. Say yes, Lord, to you. Yes, Lord. His eyes are looking and moving to and fro all throughout the world. And they're set on this house also right now. And He's looking for those hearts that are completely His. And to those He will show Himself strong. That's His will. Thank you for your strength of your love right now. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you where your presence is. No torment can stay. No torment can stay. We resist all torment. We resist anything other than your face and your love. We say no to it. Be gone, be loosed. Thank you, Lord, for that refreshing right now. Just feel the rain of His heart and His life and His presence just showering you right now. Ow. You can see the lightnings. You can hear the thunder. Yeah. Can we sing that, Jamie? Stay hooked on His face right now. That's it, right there, right there. Just focus. All the children, focus. Listen. Listen. This message is for you too. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. Oh. We're there, Lord. We're with you, Lord. Hey. Sing out to him. Transition. Just look at the pictures above. These are just a few pictures from China. Holiness of the Lord is all over each one of us, and in this house right now, the presence of God is very thick and strong. What a blessing it is. And I here's my love. My handsome love. Can we slow down? Back that up. I got to see him again. Yeah. That's my man. All right. Oh, boy. Let me read you the captions. Hang on a second. Do I have those, Andy, the captions somewhere? Well, these are Chinese and Bill. So he has a list somewhere that he emailed me and I sent to you guys. But anyway. Obviously, you can see that it's a train, very significant for today, what the Lord showed me very clearly, some before I got here this morning and then in worship. So we'll be talking about that. So feast your eyes. Take a look at this train. I've been on the trains in India and China and other places, and they're quite interesting. And there are people who have given their lives on the train, and you can't just go talk about Jesus anywhere. There are undercover spies, so to speak, everywhere you go. Even when we were in a part of Indonesia in March, when some folks came towards us, the Holy Spirit spoke, and we're not governed by fear, and he said, "This is a plant. This is a trap for you. Just be loving and kind, but don't share any information." Okay. So I have to be led by the Spirit. So I'll tell you the good news, but I want you to look at the train. As I don't have the write-ups yet. Somewhere they are. Okay, hello, honey. Doesn't he look good? Woohoo! He'll be back Saturday with the team. Yay. All right. Okay. Next one, please. Yo! There's Lawrence. There he is. See, there's Daddy, guys. Look, Joseph. Joseph, look at Daddy. He's saying hello. This is, I believe this one's in the underground church because I glanced this morning at the captions, and I could be wrong. So when I get it, I'll correct myself. But go ahead to the next one. There's Ashley, and that's definitely not on the train. And that would be, I'm thinking that would probably be the underground church as well. She looks Chinese. So the missionaries are not typically the Chinese, the ones they were ministering to. Okay, next one. Yeah, underground church. I mean, she may be the translator. I don't know. I had one that went down like that, and I couldn't go anywhere except to heaven and say help. And he did. Okay. And this is one of the many blessings of being in Asia, the Chinese food. And this little table in the middle keeps spinning, and they keep putting food on it. It's just amazing. So, okay, next one, worship, Pastor Bill, and that would be, I would imagine, with the missionary revival meetings that ended really powerfully. Way?
You are close.
Oh, good.
This was a woman sharing her testimony at a house church, and testimonies were given for at least an hour after the times that they ministered. So testimonies were for an hour after they ministered. This is ministry to missionaries, was received by the hungry. So obviously they had a chance to minister to missionaries in China from other countries to China. Hungry hearts and a house church. the same, hungry hearts in a house church. A young man plays Pastor Bill's guitar and receives Jesus. That's awesome. Meeting and sharing with new friends on the train. I think that.
Lawrence doing preaching in a house church.
Ministering at a house church.
Okay, thank you guys. You can leave those pictures. They can keep going. Let me read you some of what he was able to email me that gives a little bit more information so you can understand what's going on. First of all, I got a text that said when they arrived in Beijing, which was a few days ago, that people came to them, and Pastor Bill next week will share more about this, but from the text he said that the skies had been dark and gray and gloomy for as long as they could remember. This was the first time that they could remember in, they said, long, long, long time. The skies were blue as soon as they pulled in. And so that's hope in heaven, they believe. So, yay, God. So it was a 24-hour train ride from Kunming to Kunming from Guangzhou. There were five new believers, much seed sown, worship shared in train station and on the train. They ministered in two house churches in Kunming over several days. Tremendous outpouring, many baptisms in the Holy Spirit, much inner healing by the Father's love, much forgiveness of family members and those who had hurt them in the past, desiring for forgiveness to the ones they have hurt. Many healings underlined during the meetings, including heart problems, back problems, called out by Lawrence in one meeting. Ear problems, the right ear was called out by Pastor Bill and healed. One woman testified she had a complete overhaul and listed the many ailments that she had were healed. So this was a one step from top to the bottom, which was nice. Family relationships being restored right in the meetings. Much emotion expressed, which is often difficult for the Chinese. Many testified that they felt the Holy Spirit in different ways. For the first time, heat, tingling, shaking, numbness, and swooning. You name it. Those are the words. I love it. And when you see the Chinese just kind of go like this and go all over the place, it's just fun to see the Holy Spirit get them. Sometimes he's coming in and things are going out. When we left them, they expressed how they wanted to stay and sincere desire to have us come back. It felt like Paul would try to leave in Acts, and they didn't want him to leave, and he was just so overwhelmed and so overcome. It was very encouraging. Much passion in these groups, much evangelism. One entire factory was one to J. You have to be very careful in these emails. So it's D for Dove, J for Jesus, things like that. Kids coming into the family instead of being born again, saved and stuff like that. So anyway, he said a factory, 100 employees, completely hit by the Lord, turned around, completely won to Jesus, the whole factory. That means everybody. It's like, wait. We ministered in several hospitals, a local hospital, two had severe kidney problems. One man was blind. The blind man could see light and then more clearly, so he was healed. As a result, he and his wife received Jesus. Much gratitude for all of us, to all of us, including the family members. So the Lord did something amazing. Small, hungry crowd of missionaries ministered to over three evenings. So those were those revival meetings that we talked about a few years ago that they were able to come and do the same for. Amazing, accurate, and powerful prophetic words. Okay, a correct representation, representing of Jesus. Amazingly accurate and powerful. Can you say accurate and powerful? That's what the Lord wants from us. Accurate and powerful. Powerful alone doesn't cut it. Accurate and powerful with love is what God's looking for. They were desperate for direction and encouragement. Joy increased for many. Lack turned to abundance. The three messages by Pastor Bill were longer prophetic utterances that linked together over the three nights and were summarized as a major word the last night. How cool. The one night that the leader of this group of leaders attended, ate dinner afterwards, said that, for this group of missionaries and support workers that are giving their lives for the people of China. Healings are reported as well. There was much overflow. Okay, three more things. In the English corner, there was an English corner conducted. Several trips were made to mosques. So they went to mosques and other key locations to give out gifts, meet imams and other Muslims in prayer walk. So, okay, can you read between the lines? They're not talking about buying them a pack of stationery. So, you know, he's careful with what he's saying. Believers, seven new ones on the train from Kunming to Beijing, K to B. Time to speak into their lives, show them passages, play worship on guitars with singing Exemplify J to them. Much seed sown as well. Two of the new Christians had a hard time leaving us on the train. And one thing that he emphasized in a text is that I believe it was a 47-hour train ride from K to B, they had a lot of time with the people, so the ones who were one to the Lord had a lot of impartation. Maybe they got a crash course in Jesus. So they're believing that these will be the ones who will be raised up as leaders. And the Lord has just his hand really on the believers in the underground churches and those who are coming from grassroots in China. And this tsunami is coming in to take all those who've been touched by the flame of God and accelerate them into being just complete crazy warriors all over the world and release them through China and other places. So it's a big deal. Okay. Christians had a hard time leaving us on the train, the new ones. Arrival in Beijing, our schedule began to expand as soon as our first contacts met us. They added another meeting for today, Sunday, which makes three meetings today. We only have one. A person in a wheelchair was prayed for in a grocery store. I don't know the results of that. So isn't that cool? So I know that Cynthia had a word. Was it Tuesday, Sin, about the Red Sea? And then I think it was you. This is what Don said, and then Don had another connection with that. Was it you about the Red Sea? And then Don, do you want to come up here for a minute, wherever you are? Don had another connection with that, and so we just want to hear what that is.
When she saw about the Red Sea, I just felt like I didn't know the parting of the Red Sea, but I knew the hands that had to be held up to when they were losing the war, and they had to have the hands lifted up. And I just felt like all of our prayers that we're lifting up, we were joining together as that power that we're spreading over there.
So Aaron and Hur lifted Moses' arms up. So as Moses was traveling and doing various things, the Lord was saying, you really need the prayer support. You need those who have your back. And so Don saw that in the spirit as well as enabling the parting of the Red Sea. So I have a volunteer who's kind of close involved in this situation overseas. You just feel it burning. You've been praying up a storm. And it's like, yeah, just pray this out. For the last leg, which is a whole week here. They won't be home till next Saturday. But if there's somebody here who's just feeling that burning that's been praying consistently these 3 weeks for China, just come on up and pray that out. Someone has, I know.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just lift up the China team right now in Jesus' name as a body of believers that backing them up, their brother and sisters, Father, their family, Lord. We lift this team up and we thank you for everything that you've been pouring out, Lord, the salvations, the people that have come into the kingdom of God, lost souls that have come into the kingdom. Father, we thank you for each one and we thank you for more, Father, more encounters, more divine appointments, Father God, of just our team meeting with people, Father God, everywhere they go. Whether it's on a train, whether they're in remote places, Father, or if they're out in public, Lord, or underground, Father, we pray that your fire would fall, Father, your fire would fall in such a powerful way, and hearts would be set ablaze for you, Father God, and people would encounter the living God, the creator of the universe, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would increase in every single one of these team members, Lord God, increase in their lives in this season, on this trip, Father, that they would just, prophetic utterances would increase, and there would be more accuracy and more power backed up behind it, Father God. Lord, more words of knowledge that would just flow from their lips, Lord, that would just pierce through hearts, and that people would be so undone by your presence, God, that they would just fall to their face. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, we come against every principality, every dark entity, anything that would try to come against this team and hinder or thwart the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it would bow its knee. It would bow its knee to Christ Jesus, and it would not prevail. And your word would go forth, and it would accomplish everything that it is sent to do in your name. We bless Pastor Bill. We lift him up, and I thank you for supernatural rest and strength, that he would continue to flow with that humongous big belly in the spirit that he has, Father. And Lord, that it would just burst out of him. It would burst out of him, Father God, even more, Lord, with boldness and courage, Father God, and confidence in his heart. And we pray for Lawrence and my amazing husband, Mike, Father, and Ashley and Deanne and Dan Falk, Father, we lift them up in Jesus' name. We back them up, God. We back them up. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We're so grateful, God, for the country of China, Lord, that Buddhism would bow its knee, Father, and that any person that does not know you, there would just be conversion after conversion after conversion after conversion after conversion after conversion, God, and that people would see the light in their eyes. Father, there would be a new light, a new fire, a new burning on the inside in Jesus' name. And give them joy, God. Just increase their joy, Lord, wherever they go. And if they can't say Jesus, Lord, let it just be so evident. Let it be so evident that people would be drawn, Father, to them. In Jesus' name, we lift them up. And we seal all of these things up in your precious name. And we all said, amen.
Amen. All right. Oh, I'm in agreement. How about you? Amen. Those of you who've received the newsletter, you've already read it, I'm assuming, and even taking some of the prayer suggestions to heart and praying through, just really encourage you. Just bump it up. You know, really bump it up this week. Maybe you had things going and this was a wild week. Would you take it so extremely seriously? If you just need some extra help, get that out. Either got it by email or snail mail. If you did not, put your hand in the air, please. If you did not get one, there's anybody. If you don't have it, if you'd like it, everybody has one. That's great. I just want to also tell you, at our website, there is a post of what Pastor Bill put together for an overview for anyone who's going to our website of what they're doing in China. Not all the testimonies, but it's even better than what was written in the newsletter, because there was just, we did the best we knew how to do. And so with that in mind, it's on the website. You can really pray through that, because that's what the eyes around the world or wherever will be on the website. So you can go to our website and read about China. It's being posted now, okay? And then we'll get these other reports up later. So thank you for that. We want to release the children. Release. Release. Go to Kingdom House, Kingdom Land. Yay! We're going to do some crazy stuff today. We've got a few clips we want to show you. This is not really a long day. Well, you might think it is, but, you know. Lord doesn't think so. Should go to China. Wow. I mean, they go all day. Well, I know we're not in China. All right. So, Lord, I just thank you for the continuation of your presence and your power in this house, and that we would be strengthened and empowered right now, that we would be brought into places, Lord, that we would be able to give a precise and accurate and clear demonstration, inviting the manifestation of your kingdom through our lives. Let it be, and let it come through these words in another capacity. In Jesus' name. Can you say with me, precise, clear, and accurate? P-C-A. P-C-A. Precise, clear, and accurate. That's what the Lord wants to do, is release through us the manifestation of his power and presence in this world to invite that to come. He wants to demonstrate himself through us, every moment, every second. That means when we're just, you think of all your things. Think of what you did yesterday. Oh boy. Was one of the most power-packed days for some of us that went from the minute your eyeballs opened until hopefully they closed sometime in the middle of the night. But the Lord was saying, in all areas, hear my voice. I will lead you. I will tell you what to do. It's not as though you can't think, but if you have the mind of Christ, you have my mind, and I want to influence you so that what you're doing will become precise, clear, and accurate. What you do, what you think, what you say. Why? Because the Lord wants to populate heaven. He wants to increase everybody. He has a family. He wants to bring people into his storehouse. He wants us to release his will on earth. He says, that's your role. We've heard it thousands of times here. And the Lord says, good. Keep talking about me, because that's who I am. When Michelle Perry was here, many of you were able to make it out. Most of you, actually. It was beyond fantastic. She was completely wrecked when we left, and she said, on Tuesday night, after Monday and Tuesday, and if you have said anything in any way, shape, or form about saying yes to FTC, then you get to watch that video. It's just amazing. She was here on Monday night imparting. It was so, so good. So good. And then Tuesday night, well, we just went up to heaven and stayed there. And here's what we were processing and believing the Lord said. This was afterwards. Back at my house, just kind of flowing in the spirit, just loving God and saying, so what was all that about? Because we had a lot of people here that were from here and also some visitors, family members and friends and such. And it was spectacular. But here's what he said. There is synergy in the house. Can you say synergy? Do you know what that means? Sometimes we say, well, that's a flow. It's just a flow. Things just kind of connect together. There's an ease. It just kind of happens. You know, the Lord doesn't have any problem with transition. The Lord is so easy. You know, when we try to put videos together, Ian and I were talking about that the other day and talking about transitions in video making because we're working on redemption and we're going to do a video for Frontline Worship Center and the list goes on. So we're working with Carly and Andy and Ina and others who are helping. And transitioning is really important because if there's an abrupt whoop, okay, got that idea finished. You know, it's just something inside goes, ooh, and you keep watching, but it's ooh. And the Lord doesn't want any oohs. He wants synergy. He wants a synergistic, easy, flowing approach to what he wants to do. So when he's wanting to do something here on a Tuesday, Sunday, Friday, or any other day of the week, he says, I'm looking for, as Michelle said, which I just laughed because she said so many things we've already talked about, she said, all hands on deck, all hands on deck, all hands on deck. And then the Lord gave her a vision on the floor. It was interesting. Both of us were on the floor as we were hanging out in the heavenly realm during worship, relating to the Lord in our own ways. And when I moved and got up, 1 second, maybe a second and a half later, I just opened my eye and she did the same. And we were just really undone by that because it's like, huh? Is when I was down on the floor, I was just so enjoying the presence and the Lord was doing many things here and in my life as well and showing me many things. I was asking the Lord as well, this is your deal. You brought Michelle here. I don't care if you bring the president here. You are you. So if you want to have top billing, which we want to always release to you, tell me what to do. Because I was the one who would make that decision. And I'm asking him, because I really didn't want to get up, thank you. It's like, I want to hear what Michelle says, the Lord through her, but I really didn't want to, but yet I did because I know God has something to do through her as well, and whatever else he wanted to do. So I asked him, and he said, now is the time. This season. I was like, okay. So I stood up, and I was ready to introduce her, and the Lord gave me a song and said, sing that out. And as I sang out that song, those who were here were encouraged to sing I Love You, Jesus, and whatever else I sang. Down here on the floor, wow, not on the worship team, up there. But there was the synergistic flow. And as I did that, Andrew just started belting out, I exalt thee. It's like, oh, yes, you're hearing the Lord. God, this is what you're doing. There was this amazing connectiveness, synergistic flow, that as we were worshiping the Lord, as Jamie and the others were leading us and we're all participating, all of these things were falling into place. So when Michelle was finally introduced on Tuesday, she gave what the Lord gave her. We don't talk about these things before and say, now listen, here's what's going on in Frontline, so I think you better hit this. We just don't do that. And so it might look like that because she was told by the Lord specifically, you are to come as an echo. You are to come, and she told me this several times afterwards. He told me, echo, hello, echo what has been released already. And then the ears that have not been completely hearing will begin to be opened and hear. The ears that are maybe hearing some will be triggered a little bit more to listen more carefully. There'll be a connective point. There'll be something new. But the Lord was really, really serious about her echoing. So when she said all hands on deck and some of those other things, there's many, if you listen to it, you probably were thinking, I've heard this before. Some of it was direct. Some of it was packaged differently. But a lot of it was, not to say there wasn't new revelation, but I'm saying there was this message of now is the time and I'm moving and you can ride that wave and that big wave is coming and I'm going to show you how to do that. And he's saying there are steps to take for us to be able to enjoy and participate in the precise, clear, accurate demonstration of who he is as a manifestation of him flows from heaven to earth. And you can be part of that more and more. So, you know, if we have said, well, you know, I'm on a tennis team this summer. If you are, I don't even know. I'm just saying this. I'm on a tennis team this summer. And when I'm finished with that, then I'll get serious again. Something like that. Because I know when I was younger in the spirit and even a kid, I know I had my thoughts, you know, of what I would do in the summer and stuff like that. And so when we were ministering at Jackson Festival, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, I was thinking, those kids out there, high school, college, age kids to me, are probably thinking that because that's what I used to think. But since I'm not in the world any longer, I'm not of the world any longer, but I live in it, my thinking has been changed. So I do things differently. I have different ways of doing things. I do, therefore my children will, therefore my grandchildren will. Even if for me, I have to pray it in, because I may not have as much direct influence, let's say, in my family as I used to have, because they're not sleeping in my house. You know what I'm saying? But God is saying, as we grow in the Spirit, we need to be thinking like as he thinks. And he's going to start to switch and turn some things that look a little bit more unusual than probably what we've seen before. And so, again, nothing wrong with tennis or swimming or anything like that. I do all of that. Tennis, not so much anymore. I want to, though, more. Do some. But those kinds of things, the Lord is saying, those are awesome, but I need you to see what I see. And the synergistic approach to life on every front is going to produce great and mighty things that God is wanting to bring. And so he's looking for us to be able to say to him, how are you wanting to produce and create inside of me and those that I'm responsible, let's say, in a good way for, if we're children or have children directly with us or family members, whatever. What am I supposed to do, Lord? How am I supposed to navigate through this? I need kind of a how-to. And he tells us, he says, I'll give you the how-to, but it's going to look a little different than what you think. It always does. It looked different for Jesus as he continued to grow in wisdom and stature and favor. Wisdom, he grew in wisdom. Help me, Jesus. I don't understand that, but that's what it says. He grew, even though he's fully God and fully man. So there was still a growth. Why? I believe God wanted to demonstrate to us that it's all about relationship. Michelle talked about that so much on Tuesday and Monday. It's about relationship. And when our relationship with him is so vibrant, we start thinking with our spirit, I guess, in a sense. We don't stop our brain, but our spirit man or woman will start to speak before our mouth. Before we get in and say, bam, 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 bam. And in a company of world changers, in a company of movers and shakers, which is what we are, that's going to be the territory that the Lord really needs to hone in on and really needs to say, kids, it's going to look a little different. Are you willing? If your answer is yes, I'm going to show you some great and mighty things. Are the cars in with the kids? Okay. I was going to ask Tom to repeat because I don't remember all of it. Maybe some of you do, but I gave him a word. I think it was last Sunday about the train. Was that last Sunday? Anybody remember it? I don't remember. So, okay, it was a week and a half ago, but I gave Tom a word, a prophetic word. It was in one of our meetings recently. And I said, Tom, I see you as a train on these tracks. Who remembers it? You remember that? That's right. Okay, thank you for clarifying. I give a lot of words. I was like, which one? Help me, Lord. The word that I gave, he was on a train and he was being lavished with the goodness of God. And he was sitting there, he had his feet up, and he was just being carried on this train, looking out the windows. But the train was on the track, and the train was just moving. And all these different delicacies, foods and such, were right in front of him. And he kept picking what he wanted, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And so he was encouraged by that because that was meant to propel him into the next place, using his gifts, talents, and abilities, but really speaking more to his heart. Michelle, when she was here, was speaking to the hearts. And some of the hearts probably received more than others. At times, there may have been something that rose up, kind of a defense. Whoa, which always is a tendency maybe to say, Holy Spirit, why am I feeling this way? Must be the other person. But usually it's us. Because there's something God wants to quicken in our hearts to say, the synergy has just been interrupted. And so what I found after she left, and we've been talking a lot since that time, that the enemy was not happy with what happened Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at all. And, you know, what happens is the enemy tries. But we just stand our ground and we say, Lord, our focus is not on him. Our focus isn't on things that are challenging and difficult, although they can be at times. We just need to have our feet up on that bus or that train or that bicycle or whatever it will be. And if we're in that kind of posture, things are going to look a whole lot different. And we're going to make better decisions, which would mean better kingdom decisions for ourselves, for our family, for our future, for our finances, for our children, for our spouses, not for our spouses, with our spouses. Remember that one? And God wants to, he really wants to challenge us in this area. He really does. And so when he says to us, I'm looking for those whose hearts are completely mine, that means that he is capable, willing, and desirous of demonstrating himself. He's like this. And when we say, well, you know how it is. This is where I am. This is what I do. There's still an I. There's too much of I. If there's more of you, there's less of I. If there's more of him, there's less of me. And okay, that sounds really nice for a message, but to be able to take it and run with it looks like something. Okay, let me give you an example. For those of you who weren't able to make it out or didn't know about it or whatever, the Lord gave us an opportunity to host a 20-foot-long, amazing booth, put a booth up at Jackson Park as part of the Jackson Festival. We never did that before. We have gone downtown, and we have gone to the fair, and we did a little booth there. Last year was the first time, and I believe that was the forerunner of what he was really wanting us to do. Nothing wrong with going downtown. Maybe we'll do it again someday, not this year. But God said, this year I'm sending you to Jackson, and I am going to, what I would like to do is something so huge, way beyond you standing there and handing out a brochure. Now, handing out a brochure is important, and everyone who did, God blessed it. But he wants to take that, and he wants to release an accurate and a clear and a precise demonstration through that act of love and manifestation of his power and presence to the people. I had such a burning, I can't even put words, the right words. I'll try. I'll use my words. But such a burning desire for souls, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday for Jackson, beyond, probably beyond what I have felt. And I have felt a lot for this area. But the Lord takes us from glory to glory. So he biggie sizes it. He says, there's more. There's more where you can't stop thinking about where you are and the people who are around you. And it extends beyond our family unit. It extends into the world. And so actually we were asking the Lord about how to pioneer this ship, you know, how to steward it, I guess, pioneer this movement here. And we thought, well, maybe we're supposed to go downtown and do this thing at the fair again. You know, that sounds good. So we didn't know about, I didn't at least, I didn't know that you could actually get a free booth at Jackson. I don't know where I was, but I didn't realize that. So the very day that was brought to our attention in the office, we had our check to send in and mail that day for what we were going to do downtown at the fair. It's like, stop the presses. No, the Lord gave us something better. He revealed. I don't know why. The full revelation was now. It was his strategic time. We came in like a powerful atomic blast to a place that was so, so dark, with many pretty people, but so dark. And it was like standing, you know, we'll listen to this later. I was telling you, we were in Indonesia. We were standing in this kind of this pond-like lake, standing there, and it was filled with fish that were probably 10 feet long, not really, but probably, you know, two and a feet long or something. And you just stand on the edge, you put your pole in. I'm telling you, within seconds, you've got a fish. I mean, it was the coolest photo op, you know, it's like, there's my fish. It was so easy. It's like, wow, Lord, I'm not a fisherwoman here, but I am now. And so I was telling, it was just like that. There was a frenzy. And so when we got there, and Jamie and Troy were heading it up with some help from many people, thank you all for your exhausting efforts in the heat. Thank you for bearing that out and putting that as a priority. I really believe that God said, you know what, kids, because you wanted more, because you wanted to do something beyond what you were doing before, and because you were willing to allow your minds to be changed, to do things differently, I'm going to release something through you because of the DNA that you carry that will touch people way beyond. Everybody is needed. It's all hands on deck. See, when a word is given, then the Lord says, what will you do with it? If we say, well, somebody else will do it, then we need to talk to the Lord about that. We need to get a clear directive from the Holy Spirit. So then it doesn't become, okay, I'm not doing it right. I didn't do enough. I didn't show up. No, that's not at all what I'm saying. I don't really care who is there. The point is that he does. And he's saying, how much do you love the people you're around? This is our Jerusalem. And as we've been going to the nations for 17 years, we're in our 17th year, over 45 times, to 17-ish nations, nations, the Lord is saying, I am going to increase this place, this house, for the nations. And it's going to begin here, but you've already entered into it. So we do witness and we do. It doesn't matter if you live in Jackson or not. You're part of the place where many of the people around here will come. You see, it's the thinking. It's not the performance. Performance makes you feel bad, okay? God's purpose and heart of what he's trying to do and all makes you feel good if we receive it that way. That's what he wants to do. Receive, believe, destroy, advance. He's going to show us something with a few videos that we're going to close this with. And so I asked the Lord, well, what yesterday was so amazing. It ended at midnight, and there was just all this scurrying around, and Andrew was playing worship, or singing and leading in worship out there with Beth. Beth typically doesn't do that, but Beth was there and said, yes, it was awesome. You know, and somebody, do you know, I kind of milled around into the world, and I saw some people that looked at Andrew and went, I know him. He didn't hear that. You know, and Andrew stepped out probably of his comfort zone because it's Jackson and Jackson High School and Jackson people. That's not so easy sometimes. A little bit easier sometimes going to Mozambique in some respects. But the boldness came on him and he was worshiping with all of his heart. And people were responding. They're getting pictures, words. People are coming to know Jesus. It was amazing. And so it's like, well, Lord, This is hard. People are tired and it's hot and we've done this and that. And, you know, he says, I know, but if you listen to me, it's not performance. It will accomplish the purposes from which I sent you. And so Frontline, we're some of the last people out of the park again. True to form. And so we're not patting Frontline on the back. We're just saying, Lord, you opened up the venue for us. Here's an example. When Jamie went to set the table up, there's this gambling booth across the way. And the park dude, the man on the committee, thank you, said, I'm strategically putting you here. What is up with that? I'm putting you here because they're there. And where they are, the kids will come. And the adults, the older adults as well. And they did. It was a frenzy. There were people everywhere. And it was amazing. You see, God is so purposeful. And when we can see that, we can get excited about those things going, oh my gosh, the one who gave me life, the one who is transforming me, the one who is doing all these things in my family, the one who has given us beautiful Josiah, J.K., is the one. There he is right there, my little grandson. Welcome you. Welcome, little Josiah. We're so excited to see you. He's waving right now. I mean, the one who has created this beautiful baby and given new life to our family, to this spiritual family, this is the one that said, through the ranger, dude, through the leader guy of the park, he said, hey, I'm putting you over here. It's like, yes. So you have eyes to see what he's doing so that we can absolutely cooperate with what the Lord is saying and doing at the moment. And then he says, what will you do about it? What will you do? Where will your yes be? I got a text from Tom Carr right before the 5K run. And he goes, we need more drawers. We need more prophetic artists out here. Well, I'm not a prophetic artist. If you know Jesus, you are. I've never done it before. Probably so. And we'll help you. Do you see? God is saying, I will help you, whatever it's to do. And so it's not a to-do, it's what Jesus did. Jesus said, I'm telling you to go. Let's go. And let's take advantage of opportunities like that. So I'm painting a really clear picture because Jackson's right over here. So do we see thousands of Jacksonites in here? No. Not today. Not yet. God's doing more. And he's saying, what you did was amazing. There were so many people were touched. They were given brochures and they were invited to the Edge. On Saturday nights, we have an ultimate frisbee in 2 weeks out here. And so many signed up for that. There's going to be a big exchange. People were healed, saved, and delivered. Okay, well, we can do that all the time, right, Lord? Well, that's what you're designed to do. Well, how do I balance? Bam, 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 bam. There's a way so that the anointing that I've given you that is so strong can be used. There's a little window. It's Wednesday to Saturday. That's it. So what will you do with the window? And then our rational thinking comes in of yes, no, maybe so, bam, bam, see? Or I won't until, I can't unless. But if God's doing something, it is our responsibility to flow in that synergistic approach that he's giving. If he's saying, I'm sending you, he's sending us. What does it look like? What does love look like on that end? Now, if you have a voice coming in now and saying, yes, but she doesn't know blah, 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 it's true. But he does. And so he knows the blah, blah, blah. And so is it the amount of time? No, it's not the point. The point is it important? Do we go to the Lord and say, what are you doing here? Now, if he specifically says to you, have nothing to do with anything that says go, talk to me about that. I'd like to share. I'd like to hear what you think you're hearing. Because God has something for all of us. It might look a little different, but he does have something. And he doesn't want us to miss it. He wants us to be in that car, in the train, and he also wants us to see ourselves as that train just zooming down in those tracks, on those tracks, and that we can't be shaken or moved at all. Okay? There's three scripture verses and two little clips, and that's what we're showing today. All right? I'm going to show you something. Last week, I gave you 1 John 4:17. Because of the time and this and that and the other, I didn't show you the Amplified in the Message. And I don't know if anybody really took that one to a place where they just chewed it up this whole week. But if you didn't, it would be a good one. because it's so powerful. We're going to show it again, 1 John 4:17 and 18. And then we're going to show it in NASB and the Amplified in the Message in that order. Unless it's typed differently, that's fine. It's good job, Angie. So if you can put that up, that would be great. And what we want to do is take a look at that right now and think of a train. Think of the track. Think of the stability of a train track. It has rails on each side, one to the left, one to the right, and it has crossbars in between, similar to a ladder from heaven to earth. Think about it. Jacob's ladder, I just saw that in the spirit right now. Jacob's ladder, okay, in Genesis, the Lord says that Jacob's ladder, where angels were ascending and descending, going forth and getting their assignment from going up and coming down, what we do. We are not angels, but that's what we do as we ascend into the heavenlies and come back down with our assignment, okay? And a railroad track is very similar in structure. So keep that in the back of your mind. Think about that this week. Railroad train track and Stairway to Heaven. Not the old song either. Okay. All right. Some of you don't know what that is, but some of you do. By this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. This is talking about the day when we believers go before the Lord, and he's just going to take a look at our works and say, oh, whatever was of me, I'm going to look at that. Whatever wasn't, eh. Yeah, but I took care of my family, and I took care of this, and I took care of that. A lot of unbelievers do that. You know, they're, quote, good parents. But it doesn't mean that some of the things that they might think are good are necessarily going to be worthy of what God would say is a keeper, what they think is good. They might take their kid to a horror flick and say, that was good because I bought them popcorn. So that's not necessarily what Jesus would say would be a good idea. Say, for example. But anyway, and there's also the judgment that will come for unbelievers where people will have an opportunity. The final judgment will be an opportunity for people to stand before the Lord, and the Lord will say, I never knew you. I'm sorry. Are your sins covered by Jesus? I'm sorry. You're not in my family, and we won't be able to continue on together in eternity. We won't have that concern because we are in love with Jesus, and we're trusting and believing. So we have that confidence on the day of judgment that we're in. You get to some Christian circles and it's just doom and gloom and smack you down. Although at the same time, there is a seriousness about living right, living righteously, and living in the glory, living a holy life in the Lord and not losing sight of that. And we'll not go into any more of that than that right now. Okay, there is no fear, because as he is, so also are we in this world. I wanted to really highlight that because as he is, so also are we in this world. So as he is now, as he is, not before he got crucified, because he needed to die, get buried, to resurrect from the dead, and he needed to ascend, be seated at the right hand of the Father, and glorified through that process. So as he is completely as Jesus man and Jesus divine, as he is, so are we in this world. I mean, that just shakes me to the core. I don't know about you. It's like, what do you mean by that? Are you calling me? Am I saying that we're all little gods? I'm not saying we're God. I mean, hello. I know who I am, I believe. But I am part of him, and I have his divine fabric, and he lives inside of me, and he says you're seated in heavenly places, and he says that you live in the glory realm right now. He says that everything that I accomplished at the cross, everything belongs to you right now. There isn't anything that I didn't do for you, and that includes all of your healing. That includes all of your fear, all of your unbelief, anything at all. All of it was completely done. There isn't any lack, nothing. Everything was done. That means you live as Adam and Eve lived in the very beginning, which was in the glory. When Adam and Eve lived in the glory, there was no lack, there was no fear, no unbelief, nothing. Sin didn't exist at that time in them. Satan did, but not in them. They made a choice. Okay? Oh. But that's what Jesus did. He went to restore, take back, to purchase us back from the clutches of the enemy. That means that every bit of power was broken. How much is every bit? How much is all? So the Lord says you can live like that. You don't have to live out of a religious mind where you say, what about this? What about that? What about blah, 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 blah? If there's any interruption to the flow in the Spirit, it's not the Holy Spirit. Any interruption. And those who are flowing in the Spirit and really are, they feel it. It's like, boom. It's like you're going down a track and it starts to feel like it's shaking or derailing. It's like, nope, 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 nope. Bam, I'm still on that track. My feet are up and I'm not going to receive it. It might cause a little shaking. It might cause to almost say, well, I feel like I want to cry. It's like, why? Well, because you've been challenged. No. Because the Holy Spirit has been grieved, because the Holy Spirit has been bothered, because the Holy Spirit, when he lives inside of us, is looking for the flow with other believers. He's looking for that. He's saying, who can you flow with? Where's that synergistic feeling going to be in that approach, that sense? It's not just a feeling, but it's really going to be, whose yes agrees with my yes? Whose yes agrees with my yes? And when your yeses agree and they're spiritual yeses, not just two people who like to say yes, but spiritual yeses, there is peace, joy, and righteousness. That's the Holy Spirit. And that's just amazing. And it really is something to think about. And I'm exhorting you, each one of us, to continue to do this. When you go home, think about that and think about your own life. I think about my life every time I speak. Okay? One thing I didn't say to you about Tuesday is there was one more portion to the Holy Spirit outbreak of craziness. When Michelle was speaking, when she came up here, this is what happened. She stood right where I'm standing, and I was in and out and back and forth, and we had childcare, and it was just wild back here. So when that happened, at the very end, I knew, had a sense where she might be going. So I'm standing in the door, and she said to me at home later, she said, as soon as I got to the end of what I was going to say, I was finished. I had nothing to say. I didn't really know what to do. In her humility, she said, she stood up here while she was preaching, and she said, you know, I'll be the first to say I really don't know what I'm doing, which you've heard from Pastor Bill a lot, and I've said that as well, okay? Because what that means is Holy Spirit help in every situation. What looks like the logical response isn't necessarily right. So dependence on the Lord changes things, changes the atmosphere, and the enemy wants to interrupt it, okay? So she stood there, and this is what she told me. Well, this is what I saw, and I'll tell you what she told me. So she's standing right here. I'm standing at the door, and we have a very close synergistic relationship. We flow very well together in the Spirit, and we do. And she looked at me, and she said, can you come here? You know, with her face, her eyes, and one of those. And so I came up front. I don't even know if she said anything at that point. I just came up front because it's easy. I can flow. She came up front. I grabbed this mic. And as soon as I grabbed the microphone, I didn't have any idea what we were going to do. I felt this. It's like, whoa. And I burned before in crazy ways. And you've seen the demonstration of that. Well, it was like that again. You've seen that, and it was wild, and people were just experiencing the Holy Spirit all over the place. They were messed up. It was a Holy Ghost mess, not just frontline, but many people who were not accustomed to this, and they were really getting whacked by the Holy Spirit in a good way, and he was giving them what he wanted to give them at that time. So as we got home that night, it was really amazing. We went through Wendy's because Michelle was hungry and wanted Wendy's specifically. So we got Wendy's. She wanted what she wanted. It was really cool. So we went through. And as soon as I saw the guy who was taking our order, I knew he was a Christian. I knew he was a believer. The Holy Spirit said, talk to him, which I normally do anyway at the windows. And I said, Jesus really loves you. He just wanted you to know he cares about you. Have a good day. Something like that. And he goes, thank you. He's very demonstrative. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, I really needed that. And we started chit-chatting and invited him to come to Frontline and all of that. His name is Scott. It was so cool. So we leave. Michelle says, I have to give him one of my books. I said, all righty then. So here we go. We go right back through Wendy's, you know. And we come. You should have seen his face. And he looked at us like, oh, my gosh. And she said, I just read a book, and I want to give it to you. Do you want it? Sure. Oh, my. He says, wow, this is really cool. There's a Bill Johnson forward. How? Yeah. It's like he knows Bill Johnson. I don't know. What the heck? It's like, yay. So whether he comes here or not, I don't know. But that's what we did. That's what I'm talking about. Where we're going down the road and we're having fun. We're eating our fries or whatever it would be. She had the chicken nuggets. But anyway, at that point, and then we switch, we turn, we move. We say no, we say yes, but we're getting prompted by the Holy Spirit all the time. Why? Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Okay? We are seated in heavenly places. Jesus died, didn't he? And we died to ourselves. And we're consistently saying, that's who I am. I'm a dead woman. I'm a dead man. I'm a dead child, if we have any in here. I am dead. I am dead. I am dead, which means I'm alive. So if Jesus is alive. We're resurrected. We're flowing in resurrection power. If we're not seeing it, sensing it, feeling it in every part of our world and life all the time, there's a part of this verse that's not connecting. Okay? And the Lord is saying the connector is the synergistic connector is going to be my love invading. Okay, this sounds really, you know, very theoretical, and it sounds very lofty, and I expected you to talk like this. This is how you always talk. So yeah, wow, this is really great. Okay, and on Wednesday when it comes, I'm still the same me because I'm around all the people who think differently. And the Lord says, you can be transformed today in my presence, and then you walk it out, and you make that very choice of saying, Lord, here's who you are, here's who I am, here's what you've said, here's what you've done, here's what I'm going to do. And when we do that intentionally, there will be a change for that next decision where we need to shift in some of our priorities that we think are already established so securely. He's going to make it look like something. You know, he really is. It's going to look different than what we think. But it's going to be driven by love. It's going to be driven by a passion for souls. It's going to be driven by the things that drove Jesus. He went all over from where he started into all the places that he went into, but he was driven by love, this kind of love. And as he was so driven, he couldn't say no. Unless Papa said, honey, there's something better over here, son. Better. Go expend yourself, which is me, over here. Over here. Over here. And it's always going to be taking us from glory to glory. That's the holy push. Then we're going to realize more and more that the things that we do, or let me put it this way, the things that we choose to not do or make excuses for affect other people. And the Lord says, I have given this body great gifts, talents, and abilities, but I'm so not impressed. I'm impressed by love. Love that comes through so much that we'll see that my no might affect somebody else. My yes will affect somebody else. And I better get my real yes from the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? At least to me it does. That's what I'm hearing anyway. So over here where it says, as he is, so are we. That means if we believe that one verse, we can walk into, for example, Jackson Park and walk up to a group and you're caring, you are as he is. I'm standing there as he is. Ann Stutz is standing in the hospital room with her father this weekend who had a heart situation. I'm apparently stabilized because you're here, which is good. Praise God. And because we are as he is, here we go. Yay. Things change. As the team was getting on the train to go from Kunming to Beijing, one of the passports wasn't to be seen initially. And so they were looking for the passport, couldn't find the one passport. It's like, oh my gosh, what do we do? There's no passport. How do we handle this? We have to get on a train, 10:30 at night, be there from the train, and then leave at 11 o'clock. And you're in a communist country, you need your passport. Hello. Or you get on a train, and you say, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're going to do whatever you're going to do because I don't have a passport. Now, I have a friend who actually did that back in 1974 when he escaped Romania because the Holy Spirit said, you don't have a passport, but I'm going to blind everybody in your world, and you're going to get on that train. That's Holy Ghost living where you hear the voice of God. Does it take great courage? Not really. When you hear the voice of the Lord, you do what he says. Period. Although I did text that to the team, just in case, you know. Well, that didn't happen. But what happened was we started praying here, and some of the people here had words, pictures, and all of that, which is really great. And at the same time, or a day later, Tiana loses her keys out in Jackson Park, and I texted her and said, just ask Holy Spirit where it is. So she did, and he led her right to it, just like that. But somehow we think that's not as important as getting on a train in communist China. But see, to the Lord, come on, all you have to do is ask me, and I'll show you. And that's what he wants us to learn in the big things and what we think are the small things. Ask, and you will receive. Receive, believe, destroy, advance. Make sense? So for the China team, we're praying through, and here's what I heard. I was with Michelle Perry, and we were in our house, and some of you guys were praying. We texted some. You know, it's late at night. It's like, all right, we'll text a few, pray, agree with them. Let's see what happens, God. So we're praying, and some had a picture of it might be in a black bag, and others had words and such. And so Bill and Lawrence, Pastor Bill and Lawrence, had words as soon as they approached the train. The Lord said, get on the train. So they went to the train. No passport. Isn't that cool? They went in faith to the train. I love that. In unity. That's what the Lord wanted to do. So they walked up. They got on the train. And as they're walking up, Pastor Bill and Lawrence heard the same thing. And it was, the passport's on the train. Yay! So it's going to be some little Chinese person handing it over. Or it's going to be under a seat. Or it's going to be in somebody's carry-on or whatever. And the Lord, for whatever this reason, encouraged one of the other team members to look in a little black backpack, and there it was. Already searched for before, searched through, and there it was on the train. Isn't that great? We were expecting that. So I was asking the Lord, here's my point to this, because that's great. We can share lost and found stories all day, and it can change us or not change us. But when we share these kinds of things, we want to see what God's really saying and doing. Because I asked the Lord, I said, what's the bigger picture? What's really going on here? Is it really about this? We don't want to lose a passport. We don't want to have a delay. Of course not. Nobody does. But what are you really saying? And he said to me that if anybody is not on the same page with what I'm saying, what I'm doing about the situation, there's a lack of unity. There's a break in unity. That's what he said. And as I gave that word out in my house, I was telling Michelle, this is what the Holy Spirit is doing. This is what he's saying. And I went into an encounter and experience, and I'm shaking and woeing and hoeing. Wisdom himself came upon me and told me that. I didn't make that up. And it was just like, whoa! And something broke in the spirit. And when I gave that word, bam, I knew there was a shift. I was finished praying. That was it. I was done, because that's what he said. I'm just waiting for the phone call, which we got, or the text, shortly after. Why? Because the enemy's plan looks like something. And he says, I will show you what I'm really doing. Okay? So, if there were any minds involved in any of that, whether here or abroad, that said, all right, you know, retrace your steps and do it this way. That's not wrong. God gave us a brain. But if the focus is there and there alone, instead of saying, Holy Spirit, tell me, that's wrong anywhere. We can get wrong pictures, wrong words, wrong direction, because our very thinking can get in the way. And we'll call it our religious minds. Well, it makes sense to me that blah. So what? The Lord says, what doesn't make sense to you can be me. So let's just say somebody felt really stupid or bad because I couldn't find my passport and now I did. Okay, what if they stayed there? What if somebody else felt like, I can't believe it. I always keep my passport somewhere else. Why didn't they do it? Why didn't they do it? That's judgment. That's criticism. Anything that is not living in the third heaven with Jesus himself is living at the second heaven. And anything at the second heaven of fear and unbelief and judgment and critical spirit and intimidation and insecurity and condemnation and false humility, all of that is second heaven. And when that's operating, break in the synergistic flow. And there's an impossibility of representing Jesus where there is a precise, clear, accurate demonstration of him, the manifestation of God coming down. That's called a break in unity. And that's what the enemy was trying to do. And it was really cool because I texted that. And I don't know what they did with that, but I know it was a key. It was a key. There's no credit for that. It's just a kingdom principle, see? Because everybody was involved. There were a lot of people that had words and pictures that were right, and they all led up to that. It was a process. But the Lord says, I'm more concerned about who you are in me right now and how you come across. You are responsible for you. So if the Lord gives us a mandate to go and to hear his voice and to respond, then everything else that makes sense goes out the window. Well, I have to do this because. No, you don't. Because the Holy Spirit says, I'll fix it. Go over here and do this. But if you get real flowery and weird about it, because, you know, I'm just going to float up there with Papa, and you don't see that that might really negatively affect somebody else and then call it God, that's just as much living at the second heaven. The Lord is saying, I'm teaching my kids today how to soar with me, how to be on that train track, and how to be walking, ascending and descending on that stairway to heaven. Okay? All right. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. If you have fear that your aunt, your uncle, your daughter, your son, think of a family member because it's all relational usually with us, or maybe somebody at work. If they're going to get mad, they're going to get upset, or they're going to... If we respond to that without seeing what's really behind it and dealing with it, then we enter right into the second heaven and we have just cooperated and our train starts to go, there's a little bit of a derailment there. Okay? And so fear is always behind that. Fear is always behind that. Well, you just don't understand, you know, when it comes to a if you have such a small body, it's like, oh, Lord, I don't want you thinking, well, I'm talking about you. I'm not. I'm talking about principles here. We all have family members and such, but it affects all of us. It really does. But we really need to start thinking this way. And we do this as we go low. And as we say, what are you saying? What are you? If we don't do that, we can be part of a derailment so fast, you don't even know. And that's what the Lord wants us to see today. Okay, let's do the other two. All right, this is the amp. In this union and communion with him, in this love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, okay, with assurance and boldness to face him, because as he is, so are we. So are we in this world, as he is currently, right now. That's how he sees us. It's like, oh my gosh, that's huge. Well, I don't see myself that way. That's a problem. It's a big problem. And that problem will cause the derailment. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. Expels it. Perfect love. It's like, this is my goal. Lord, I need to receive, understand, get love, what that looks like. And it's going to touch my brain first, because my brain, when it works and it gets into agreement with somebody else that's got a really strong brain, it can cause a derailment so fast in the spirit, where people are upset and can cause a mishap. Wow. God doesn't want that, for fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. Okay, so this is all about maturing in love. Let's go to the next one. God is love. When we take up permanent residence in a life of love, we live in God. God lives in us. This way, love has the run of the house. Do you love that? Even with children at home, because many in here have children, love has the run of the house. So you, as the leaders in the home, you have the run of the house, and children do not run the house. But if you think, they think, that they're going to run the house and you agree with that, you're going to have a disconnect, and it's going to be chaos, and it's going to be tormenting, and it's going to be unfun. And there's something wrong with that. And God says there's a solution to that. It may look different than what you think. Okay? What does she mean by that? Ask God. There is no room... in love for fear. Oh, I have to back up, sorry. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ. This undid me. I was just wrecked with that. Our standing in the world. Look at that. It's identical with Christ. Can you write that down somewhere or notate that somewhere? My standing is the same, identical as Christ's standing? What? You mean my identity is the same as Jesus Christ's standing? That's a scary thought. If I don't, you know, to disprove that or disconnect with that and not use it and not own it and not say, because of that, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is how I think, this is how I move, this is how I change, this is who I will be. This is who I am. That confidence comes from believing this verse. If you don't believe this verse, fear is running you. If you don't believe this verse, love is not mature in you. So you get help for that. God is saying, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. You can change quickly and we can help you, because when we have an awareness that this is true, that's when the change takes place. If you believe it's going to take a really long time, you've also believed a big lie. Does not have to take a long time. It just takes someone who dares to believe it and say, I believe it. That's who I am. You will be such a formidable foe to the enemy. He doesn't know what to do with people like that. Okay. Whoa. Now, before I show you this clip, this video clip, when I was standing in the back during worship, no, I wasn't standing, I was down. Whoa, I had this picture, of a single track. You know, it has two sides, crossbar, and somebody, were you the somebody? Carl, I just drew it on a piece of paper, you know, and I said to Andy, do you think we could do this? Here's what I'm hearing. I hear two verses, one on one side of one track, one on the other side of the track. Now, if you're looking for your formula, there you go, okay? But it's really not. But what I heard was, if you were here months ago when I preached on it, if you weren't, you should listen to it because it's really good. It's Holy Spirit. Receive, believe, destroy, advance. Okay, here we go. This is what the Lord gave me a picture of right there on the floor. He said, receive, believe, destroy, advance. There are two sides to this track. And when those sides are working for you, when they're working together, they're parallel together so that the wheels of the train actually are able to stay on those tracks and then flow where they're supposed to go. There's such a protection because they're not designed to go off the track. They're designed to stay on the track and to go wherever the track is going, empowered by the very one who gives us life. So let's put that up. Wow, Carl, it's amazing. That's what he just did in 2 minutes before, 3 minutes before we came to do this. Thank you. Wow. Check it out. I need that one. That's awesome. That'll be in our book. Okay? Believe, receive, destroy, advance. Okay? And he got some of that a little bit out of order, but they all go together. It doesn't matter. Because believe, when you believe and receive together and destroy in advance, it's not one or the other. But if we don't believe, we can't destroy anything. And if we don't receive, we can't advance. Okay? So we do have to step in and say, Lord, I am a receiver. That'll be the first or second, either one, believe or receive. I receive, and I'm choosing as I'm receiving from you to believe you. I choose this because you created me to do this. And with that, what I choose to do with that is destroy. The very nature that you've given me is a nature of destruction. Jesus carried the nature of love, and everywhere he went, he blew it up. Everywhere he went, whether it was China, whether it was Jackson Park, he goes with us, wherever it is, he blows it up. There's an atomic explosion of destruction, but it has to occur in the heart. And then there's an advancement in the kingdom always, always. And it's not, well, I'm having a hard time believing. I believe, so therefore I can't do anything. The Lord says, if you say to me, I'm choosing to be a receiver, period. Start there. I'm choosing to be a receiver, but I have to believe that that's what I want to do. Okay? Well, I can't believe I don't feel like it. Oh, yes, you can. You can believe. You can believe. Why? Because God gives you the faith to say yes to Jesus. You can't believe that Jesus died and rose without faith from him. So he gives it to every person, every believer. So if we say, Lord, I'm going to believe, whether I feel like it or not, and I'm shaking in my boots. I believe, and I am a receiver. Therefore, I'm a destroyer, and therefore I advance. What does it look like? Looks like Tom Carr sitting in a seat on the train with his feet up, eating lavish food. For real. Stairway to heaven. Look at this. Now look at the two verses. Really important. And if they're not in sync, you're going to have a derailment. You're going to have a real disaster because they have two different things, one on each side. All right, let's start with Ephesians 2:6. And we were raised up with him and seated. He seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. If we don't explore that, if we don't say, I want to know what this means, I want to encounter you, this is who I am, this is how I'm going to choose to think and believe, destroy, and advance. And if that's not a solid place for me, start there. But at the same time, you need to start on the other side, because they go together, they go in tandem together. There's the synergy of the track. 1 Corinthians 1:23. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. When Paul was saying this, he was saying, we preach Christ crucified. That means he did it completely. That's who we are. And when we preach, guess what? You just take yourself and you just jump in. Hello, I am preaching by who I am, by what I say, what I do, by my decisions, by my feelings, actions, emotions, everything. They're all going to flow through the fact that Christ is crucified. That's what Paul did. Preach Christ crucified. To those who have the very religious minds, became a stumbling block. What do you mean? I know God. What do you mean? I've got a better idea. What do you mean? Why don't we do it this way? It makes sense to me. It's logical. Sound like any of us. And to the Gentiles, foolishness. Oh, that's ridiculous. There's such a better way. I mean, I can see it happening this way, can't you? Isn't this a way to approach life, a way to approach a situation? Isn't this definitely what he's saying? And then we're so easily finding that he loves us so much, he'll say, not so much. So we want to make, he says, I want to position you to be able to be those releasers of the tracks. Well, he actually puts the tracks down, of the power that comes to enable us to be on that track, on that train. All right? Now, we're going to show a clip. The first one, without the music, the first one we're going to show. This is from underneath. I found it on YouTube. Okay, just take a look at this. And this is a picture of a train going, a couple trains going, from close to underneath. It says underneath on YouTube, but it looks next to it to me. But I want you to take a look at the track and take a look at the momentum going on with the train, and also take a look at how there is a little bit of a movement on the track. It's not rigid, but it's firm, it's strong, it's unmovable, it's unshakable, and these are the tracks of the Lord that he has established for us, and he doesn't want us to veer off those tracks. Wow. But yet there's a little bit of levity there, a little bit of ability to move. Go ahead. Nice train track. Is it on? Oh, it's playing. It's coming. Oh, there. Okay. Look at it move down at the bottom. Look at that. Now, if it's moving too much, that's a problem. But there's a sound, there's a shaking, there's a vibration in the spirit. We're not hearing it, but there's something going on. It's supposed to be unmovable, unshakable. Okay? So for this one, this could present a problem in the future. There could be something here that could cause a derailment in the future. There could be a crack somewhere we don't see, somewhere along the line. While you're watching that, let me tell you that when the China team was on the train this week to go from Kunming to Beijing, there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake in western China near Kazakhstan. And it was way in the west, but it said because it was very shallow, it was 6.1 miles below the surface, that the reverberations all throughout China could be felt. We didn't know if our guys and gals would feel that. So we were praying, saying, God, the enemy would love to derail, but he cannot. So we're just going to add our voice because you have given us what this this catastrophe that happened and took lives, some lives, was all about, and that wasn't from you. So we don't want any of that touching our loved ones or anything that you have purpose for them to do. So we prayed against that, and they didn't feel anything. Isn't that wonderful? Rather than say, well, it's all in the West, you know, forget that. God gave us, a sense in the heart. It wasn't fear. We really need to pray about this. This is serious. Because we don't know how far that went. And we don't know where they're going to go, because they had a very long train ride, if maybe there was an interruption in the tracks somewhere. Isn't that interesting? I found that kind of wild. Okay, let's go ahead to the next one. Now, this one, I want you to see yourself. This is how we're going to close. I want you to see yourself today as this train on the track of his love, the track of Ephesians and 1 Corinthians. On both tracks, where the Lord is saying, are you living a life, and what is your thinking and your posture before me, where you consider every part of yourself dead? Dead is dead. Crucified is dead. Because only dead people can really live out the resurrection life. We can say we're resurrected with Christ, but if we don't consider ourselves dead, we'll have an immature love. And that part of us is not flowing in resurrection life. And if we are in this world as Christ is, then we are to consider ourselves dead and raised. Okay? And along with that, and that involves denying ourselves, taking up our cross and denying ourselves. But the problem with a message like that, with one track, many Christians in recent decades have landed on that one track, and they've been derailed because it's so condemning. It's like, sacrifice yourself. And there's no life on the other track, which is you're seated in heavenly places. That looks like something. There's such a joy in encountering me. There's such a new world of living in the glory. There's such a way of posturing yourself where the encounter with me is ongoing. Glory to glory to glory. They balance each other out. And when they're in balance, that train is flying. Can you see it? One without the other, or one that's imbalanced, is going to have a problem. You can have someone floating in the clouds, and you ask them to do something, and they go, no, I'm sorry, I don't feel like it, I'm tired. What? If you're up there floating in the clouds with Jesus, say, I'm in heavenly places, but you're not willing to say, my choice will affect somebody else who already is giving. Let's just, as an example, there's a disconnect, and the Lord is saying, I'm speaking to your water. And that's me too. That's for all of us. I'm looking at my life that way, and that's how I try to do things. And it's helped me as I'm encountering the Lord, and I'm walking it out. And then I can go without sleep. Then I can do what the natural body says, nah. See? Okay, so that's just think of this. So this is a visual to end, and just worship the Lord with whatever song Andy picked. I asked him to pick a song for this that was really rugged and fun. And so worship the Lord and just, Father, we're just going to pray right now and believe that whatever you're doing inside of us to take us to another level, another aspect of your glory, Lord God, I thank you for these words of life. I thank you for the pictures. I thank you for just the beautiful way that you want to present to our hearts that you're so in love with us. And it's not one or the other, it's both. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are so desirous for us to take that scepter and to walk in that glory, to use that authority, to use that power, to be able to be filled with love that's so mature, Lord, that we would open ourselves up and that there would be such a great exchange right now, Lord, that if there's any place where we've had fear just holding us and gripping us, and even if we don't see it, that you would show us what it really is, where there's disconnect, we've been living at the second heaven level, not even seeing it, that we would repent wherever we need to repent, and that might mean to people around us, but first to you, whatever it would be, that we would be so enamored with you, so desirous of representing you, Lord God, of representing, of saying to you, Lord God, that a precise and clear and accurate demonstration and manifestation of you is all that matters to me. That's what I live my life for, Lord, and I'm going for it. That's who I am, and I lay down anything else, and today is a new day with a new sound for me, and the sound of heaven will come right through my life right now, like this speeding train, like the locomotive that's out in the front, like the forerunning beast that pulls the rest of them along on the track, the one who says that I'm a forerunner, that I'm one who's going to carry things to the nations, and that means right here first and then beyond. I thank you, Lord God. This is my DNA. I'm like a John the Baptist. I'm like an Elijah, that I am filled with your power. I'm filled with your authority and strength. And I thank you, Lord God, that you created me that way. And I lay down anything else that doesn't look like that. And I take a step out of myself and I put my eyes on you. And that every chain that's been on me is broken now in the name of Jesus. And then I rise up to the new place that I can be part of, all hands on deck right now. And I will not be tricked, and I will not be moved, and I will not be fooled any longer, because this is my destiny, this is my heritage, this is my inheritance, and this is who I am. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Let's worship the Lord through this, and just crank it up there, Andy. Put the volume up, Spence.
Yeah.
abide by the sound of peace and safety. The earth sleeps and slumbers. Lullaby, lullaby, lullaby.
Father, I just praise you this morning, and I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in each one of our lives and for the open heaven over this house and over each one of our families represented here. And thank you, Lord, that you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that we don't second-guess you. We keep our eyes on you and watch what you're doing through us. But, Lord, we are determined that we are in fast mode. We are not turtles. We are not slow. We are not moving like little snails, Lord God. We are in super hyper fast mode, which is resting in you with our feet up, but yet accomplishing great and mighty things in the spirit, like a train just taking it. And I thank you, Lord, right now that we see the difference. And Father, that we're just absolutely going to a place that we've never gone to before. And it's another place in your dimension. Thank you. We seal it with your blood today. In Jesus' name, let it be. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, I know we start a summer celebration next week. If someone who wants to say something about that comes up quickly. We have sent out, given brochures all over Jackson about what we're doing with the kids next week. And is it next week? Huh?